the cloud control matrix are 98 areas in which cloud service providers deliver and maintain operational functions that are vital to delivering service offerings, either as a platform, as an infrastructure, or as a software provider.
So essentially, this is the list of things that if you're going to be if you're going to offer cloud services to an organization, these are the offerings that you have.
Yes.
And the matrix does what? The goal of the matrix is to accomplish what?
The goal of the matrix is to accomplish a common benchmark to compare or contrast offerings that various service providers will present to their customer base and allow a consumer to evaluate the maturity of a specific provider or the suitability of that provider to meet a specific business need.
Explain the relationship here with security.
A lot of our controls are focused on security, in that security is the primary concern with gracefully losing control, as one of my colleagues puts it, going into the cloud, gracefully losing control while maintaining those controls that are necessary and appropriate for the continuity of business operations and the security of the enterprise as it makes the transition from a classical IT hosted model into a distributed multi-tier infrastructure.
So is the matrix more for the vendors in this space or more for the users, the people who are going out to and contracting with the vendors?
Well, it's for the vendors to hold themselves accountable, but for companies that are contracting with the vendors, it is a litmus test, a mechanism to compare, contrast, and distinguish what is appropriate for that specific business in their selection of a vendor. And when I say vendor, I mean there are multi-tiers. So you'll have one cloud vendor who is dependent upon another tier, and they need to they need a common benchmark to determine if those two tiers are compatible and can be combined to do a service offering to an end consumer.
So there's almost a standard that folks can then compete and compare and contrast.
It's a standard that can be compared and contrast, and that can be measured using metrics that are already in circulation, such as SCAP, such as XDAS, Syslog. Those mechanisms that are already in place for infrastructure service providers to provide their accountability to service level agreements, these controls give a placeholder for those metrics to live within a multi-tiered cloud-based business model.
And you mentioned most of them, many of them focused on security?
Many of them focused on security. Security is one of the largest concerns with cloud adoption, and the ability to say that my provider is protecting my data and is making sure that data is available and is making sure the other tiers are also supporting and maintaining their level of obligation to the primary data steward.
And making sure that you have control over people very concerned about control of that data.
Yes.
And are there parts of the matrix that deal with issues like that, or is that mostly a cultural issue rather than necessarily something that you would measure through a matrix?
There is a cultural issue, and part of the matrix does deal with the policy, process, and procedure that goes into being a cloud service provider at every tier of the business. So there are technical aspects to the matrix, and that are technically measurable, and then there are other aspects of the matrix, such as making sure your service level agreements are comprehensive through the tiers in which you provide service, that are process-based.
Mm-hmm.
The matrix covers both aspects, both the technical aspect and the process aspect.
How do you envision that this matrix ends up being used?
In the best of all worlds, vendors would publish those controls that they use, whether they're policy-based, process-based, or technically based, such as a security event incident monitoring system, as their attestation mechanisms against those controls. They would use something in the CSA called Cloud Audit, which is an ontology for publishing your assertion saying, you know, I have a HIPAA certificate. My HIPAA certificate this year is up to date, or my FSMA certificate is up to date. And then that ontology is already mapped to the controls. So you make an assertion, a legal assertion, saying we have an audit. We've been certified. And then the controls matrix makes this bridge between what you're doing on a day-to-day basis and how your business is operating and those legal assertions that you've made to your clients. The fact that you have a matrix in place allows a multi-tier structure to contribute as each tier contributes to the fulfillment of that legal assertion.